FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you Crowder, Come As You Are. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday, 7:04.
Well, Fridays from 9 to 11 and Saturdays from 7 to 9, you can join Christy Lee as she walks you through this week's biggest songs on our Top 25 Countdown. It's all powered by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown. It's your front row seat to what's new and what's next in Christian music. The Top 25 with Christy Lee, only on WJTL.
This morning, our very special guest, Kara Sensenig, is with us. Kara and her husband, Pete, are the leaders at Eastgate House of Prayer. Good morning to you, Kara.
Good morning.
So fabulous to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Oh, I definitely want to say good morning to my husband and to my two kids, to Caleb and Lacey.
Oh, awesome. And tell us all about Eastgate.
Yeah. So my like you mentioned, my husband and I are the senior leaders of Eastgate. And so for the last 14 years, we've been contending for regional transformation in the Tri-County area of Eastern Lancaster County, Chester, and Berks. And so we're actually church planning, but that's not what I want to talk about. So we just moved into the Berks County area, and we are preparing to have our house of prayer, our prayer room and our healing rooms reestablished there in Morgantown. And okay. So we're really excited about that. We just purchased a property, or not purchased it, excuse me. We just leased a property. Big difference.
Yeah.
And so we're making renovations and getting ready for our upcoming open house.
Oh, very cool. Before we talk more about moving into the Morgantown area, just for those who don't know, what is a house of prayer? What is a house of healing? Tell us about your prayer rooms and your prayer healing.
Well, we're a church, so we have a prayer room, and so what we do in our prayer room is we minister to the Lord. We have prayer watches that are, some of them are live, where there's live worship and prayer happening, and people can come in off the streets, or you can come and spend time in God's presence. We also minister to people if you need physical healing, and so we do that. It's open to anyone. It's not just for our church community.
Right. Do you have any great stories about how God has worked through Eastgate?
So our healing rooms... our healing rooms are every first Friday of the month. They're open. And so we are part of an international ministry. And so Eastgate Healing Rooms are there. And here just recently, we had a testimony come back in from a couple who were having difficulty conceiving for the last 10 years, and doctors could not give them a reason why. They had 5 miscarriages. They came in for prayer. And you have to understand, they don't really have a context for, you know, pray for me and I'm going to experience healing like that. But they came and our team prayed for them. And we found out later that within a few weeks, they conceived. And within a year, they had a beautiful baby girl. And so we just really believe that God's presence transforms lives. And that's an example of that.
I love that. If people want to find out about Eastgate, can they visit you online?
Yes. The best place to find us online would be eastgate.life. We have schedules there about our prayer room and our upcoming healing rooms that are happening.
And if folks want to come out to your open house that's coming up in September, how can they find out information about that?
Again, go to eastgate.life, but September 10th is our commissioning night and our dedication night with an open house.
And what's the location again?
Again, that's a great question. It's in downtown Morgantown. Right, if you go east on 23, you'll eventually find our Eastgate hub that's right there.
That's cool. Morgantown's such a cool little town,
it
too.
It is.
Awesome. Yeah. Check it out online. You could go to eastgate.life and get all the information. Yeah. And hang around with us because we're going to talk more with Kara on the way. We've got Sanctus Real, Edward Rivera, and more next.